Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Daryl Bricker is our great friend. He's the CEO of Ipsos Public Affairs, and they do absolutely amazing polling, and I can't tell you how many times Daryl's been correct, and he always is. And his book, I've told you this many times, a book that I admire. In addition to Empty Planet, which is about the decreasing population of this world, which is going to affect, well, the next generation. But the book that I would always tell you to buy and read is next. It's about what's going to happen in Canada going forward. Daryl put on Twitex. I'm not going to get through this. Now, Daryl, I'm not going to get through it. Let me give it a try. You posted to X, in public opinion, the federal carbon tax has transformed from being about carbon and climate into being about the tax. It has morphed into a political liability for the Trudeau Liberals, similar to what the GST was for the Mulroney PCs in the early 90s. And I remember that. And if that's what it's become, Daryl, that's the anchor that's going to drag you to the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, and that's pretty much it. The battle's pretty much lost on this one. And the reason is the context has changed. So the first part of this is that at the time when this was really being discussed, and this was in the 2019 federal election, people weren't as concerned about the economy. They were more concerned about climate. The Conservatives were really vulnerable on it. The Liberals did a great job of using it as a wedge and brought in the carbon tax as a result afterwards with a seeming mandate to be able to do it. Now Canadians have lived with it for a period of time, and they're not seeing any change to the climate. And all they're seeing right these days, particularly starting on April 1st, was an increase in the cost of living at a time when Canadians are now much more concerned about the economy. And by that, I mean their personal expenses than they are about the climate. So it's now turned into just a tax.
Yeah. And if we compare it to the GST, or if we go back to the GST, Jean Chrétien won an entire federal election and essentially destroyed the Progressive Conservative Party of Canada. They were returned with just two seats after being a majority government, two seats. And on Chrétien's promise, the one that people remembered was, I'll get rid of the GST.
Yeah, he said exactly that. And then again, he didn't do it.
He didn't do it.
But what happened to the Conservatives in that, Progressive Conservatives in that election campaign was both Chrétien running a great campaign, but basically their entire coalition fell apart. The coalition that Brian Mulroney put together, which was, you know, soft Quebec nationalists and the West, and then and obviously a large part of Ontario. But in that election campaign, the Bloc and the Reform Party ran very strongly, and it destroyed the Conservative Party. And the benefactor was Jean Chrétien.
Mm-hmm. But the carbon tax has become synonymous with economic difficulties in the home. The carbon tax represents the immense challenges Canadians and Canadian families are facing daily just to meet their obligations, never mind things they'd like to do, like maybe go on a nice vacation after working all year. That carbon tax represents the strain and the difficulty and the sleepless nights. Now, that's what you're saying, right?
100%. And it's not that they don't care about the climate. They do. But in terms of their level of priority at the moment, it's not that. It's what is it costing me to get by from day to day? And particularly when you're dealing with a government that's seen as being especially profligate, in other words, not managing the public's money well and spending more and more and driving deficits up more and more, Canadians are looking at that, at least a significant number of Canadians are looking at that and saying, I don't want to send any more money to Ottawa. I have problems continuing to do this. So the Liberals have got themselves in a very similar situation to exactly what Brian Mulroney was in back in 1992, 91.
So Daryl, if Trudeau were to do what that non-binding motion in Parliament last week called on him to do, that the New Democrats and the Bloc Quebec supported the Conservative motion, and that is to have a meeting with the premiers who want a meeting over the carbon tax. And if Trudeau were to suddenly say, well, we'll just carve out this and carve out that and carve out the other, and try to do away with the ogre, carbon tax peeking over his shoulder. Would it work?
No, too late.
Too late.
It's too late, and it's so bad at the moment that even the New Democrats this week walked away from it.
Yeah.
Their coalition partners. Now, I know the New Democrats get very upset when I say that it's a coalition. You know, it's a very formal definition, but you know, if it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's a duck.
More than likely.
They may not have cabinet positions and all the rest of it, but they're supporting this government. But you know, Jagmeet Singh gave a speech this week saying that he didn't think it was a good idea to continue with the carbon tax. So, I mean, it's combining that with the number of premiers that have said that they're opposed to it, the one man standing on the carbon tax at the moment is Justin Trudeau, along with a bunch of economists.
Yeah, and that doesn't carry any weight anymore. If I were to go on the air right now, and you know this, if I were to go on the air and just do a quick straw poll and say to people, is the carbon tax a definitive part contributor to how you're going to vote? It'd be 100% yes, wouldn't it?
And for conservatives, it would certainly be really high on the list, but it's specifically the carbon tax for the conservatives, but for other voters, it's the cost of living to right. which you can tie the carbon tax to.
Okay.
So for conservatives, it's become a really unifying element of the coalition that they've got around them. But for the other groups of voters, the Liberals and the NDP, they're at least divided
okay.
on the question of the carbon tax. And divided is not a good place.
No.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.